There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
It is another dangerously cold morning in Chicagoland with below zero temperatures. Let's check in with AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg to find out how long this Arctic blast will be with us.
Temperatures are starting out as low as we've seen in about a year across the area. We had a morning of 10 below zero in the middle of January. Today's high is only going to be 5 above, and that despite plenty of sunshine, but with those gusty breezes out of the west and southwest to 15 to 20 miles per hour, our AccuWeather real field temperatures of 10 to 20 below. Now, clouds increase tonight, so that limits how low it can get, basically staying at or above zero in most communities. Tomorrow, we jump up into the mid-20s, and at that point in time, the worst of the cold is over for our area. Joe Lundberg, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The city's 6 warming centers will be open today from 9 to 5. Chicago Park District facilities and Chicago Public Libraries also provide spaces to stay warm during normal business hours. Seniors are welcome at any of the Chicago Department of Family and Support Services senior centers.
Leaders across Chicago are denouncing threatened immigration raids by the Trump administration as the immigrant community anxiously watches and waits. WBBM's Nancy Hardy has the details.
Cardinal Blaise Cupich calls the reports profoundly disturbing and said while in Mexico City, the Catholic community stands opposed to any plan involving mass deportation of U.S. citizen children of undocumented parents. Chicago police put out a statement reminding people the department is barred from participating in civil immigration enforcement under the city's welcoming ordinance. There is no class today in CPS, while CEO Pedro Martinez also pointed to the Sanctuary City's policies that mean the district does not ask students or their families about their immigration status, nor allow ICE agents into schools unless they have a criminal warrant. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The head of the Illinois Republican Party says she's encouraged about the future of the country now that Donald Trump is back in the White House. State Republican Party Chair Kathy Salvey was in D.C. for the inauguration.
And the mood is festive and hopeful, and now what we hope to do here in Illinois is take the unity and the sense of return to common sense and our improved standing in the world and transmit that sense of pride to Illinois Republican politics.
She's downplaying fears by some advocates that otherwise law-abiding undocumented immigrants will be swept up in a federal dragnet.
A man is hospitalized after being shot by a concealed carry holder in the South Shore neighborhood last night. WBBM's Carolina Garibay joins us live at the anchor desk with the details.
The shooting happened after two men got into a fight, according to Chicago police. A 30-year-old man was standing near 72nd and South Shore Drive around 9 p.m. last night when he began arguing with someone inside a vehicle. Police say the 30-year-old man noticed the other man had a gun. The fight then turned physical and the 30-year-old shot the other man once in the chest. The victim was taken to the hospital and is listed in fair condition. The shooter had a valid concealed carry license. He was not injured and both men were arrested. Reporting live at the anchor desk, Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago police are asking for help identifying 3 men accused of beating a man on a CTA Red Line train earlier this month.
The man was on a train on January 2nd at about 2:30 a.m. It was approaching the 69th Street stop. According to police, he asked someone to stop smoking, and he was violently beaten by three men on the train and then on the platform. Police say the three took the man's bag containing his wallet, IDs, and debit cards, and they ran from the station. They released pictures of the men from a CTA surveillance camera. Their faces are clearly visible. They hope people will take a look. Tips can be anonymous at cpdtip.com. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Indiana University is laying off 25 employees and in the athletics department. Sources say it's in preparation for revenue sharing with athletes that is expected to start this year. School officials are reportedly trying to trim the budget in each division of the athletic department by about 10%. However, the school will not eliminate any sports programs, and no coaches or team staff members have been affected by the cuts.
Chicago police are looking for a group of robbers who've been targeting people waiting for ride shares outside of bars in Wrigleyville and the Gold Coast.
The warning from Chicago police says in five incidents this month, three to four young men display a handgun or use physical force to rob victims. Three of the robberies of people waiting for rideshare pickups happened on the 3500 block of North Clark Street, and the two other robberies took place on Division and on Elm near State Street. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
An Indiana woman is facing charges after allegedly stealing a car, crashing it, and then running nude into someone's house to take a shower. Police in LaPorte County say it happened Sunday evening. 37-year-old Michelle Reeves is facing several felony and misdemeanor charges. Authorities say she allegedly stole the car from a nearby home where it had been left idling in a driveway. It's not known why she was naked. She was initially taken to a hospital for treatment and then to the LaPorte County Jail.
The friendly confines could soon host baseball's Midsummer Classic.
Security upgrades at Wrigley Field is the final hurdle for it to host a MLB All-Star Game in 2027. Cubs President of Business Operations Crane Kenny tells 670 The Score that the historic ballpark currently ranks last in MLB for perimeter security due to its neighborhood location.
You know, we're overdue. You know, we're more than 30 years past our last All-Star game, so we're in the right in asking for it. The commissioner wants to do it. We've had multiple mayors chase this.
Mayor Brandon Johnson is working with state and city officials on a plan that would satisfy MLB requirements while considering local businesses and resident needs. Wrigley Field, which completed major renovations in 2019, would be next in line for 2027 if those security upgrades are approved. Sarah Herrera, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Now sports, sponsored by Five Star Furniture. Here's Josh Litz.
On his first day in office, Ben Johnson is due at Halas Hall to finalize his Bears contract to be their next head coach. His agency confirms he's been earning high acclaim. Johnson is Lions offensive coordinator the last 3 years, replaces Matt Eberflus, who was fired in November. He's 38. Johnson was a backup quarterback in North Carolina once, and he was convinced to go into coaching by his offensive coordinator, John Shoup. Yeah, the one-time Bears offensive coordinator in 99 and 2000. Ohio State has Notre Dame pinned, up 11 with only seconds left in the championship game.
Leonard steps up, he rolls right, he's going to throw back across the middle. Greathouse makes the catch, he's tackled at the 40. That's the end of the football game. The Ohio State Buckeyes have won the national championship, and Notre Dame's season comes up one game short.
34-23 Buckeyes. They were up 31-7, but Marcus Freeman's Irish did fight back to get within 8 in the fourth quarter.
Not many words you can say when you got a group like that that's hurting. Just told them I love them, and I'm so proud to be a part of this season with them. And there's a lot of guys that are hurting.
That's Ohio State's ninth school title. Zach LaVine scores 35 at a Bulls win over the Clippers, 112-99. The Blackhawks wind up falling in overtime at home to Carolina, 4-3. And at the Aussie Open quarters, Novak Djokovic swats away Carlos Alcaraz in four sets. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
One person is dead as a result of a crash in the far north suburbs yesterday.
Grays Lake police and fire officials were called to a Taco Bell at around 8:30 for a report of a three-car crash. It appears a white Chevy Malibu driven by a 30-year-old man was traveling southbound on Route 83 south of Center Street when it rear-ended a gray Toyota driven by a 37-year-old man. The Chevy then struck a black Lexus head-on. The driver of the Chevy was rushed to a hospital where he was later pronounced dead from his injuries. The driver of the Lexus was also hospitalized with injuries. Haley Hansen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Fidelity Investments is asking the city of Naperville for a zoning variance on the property that formerly housed the Barnes & Noble store at Washington and Chicago in the downtown area. The Daily Herald reports the company wants to use the first floor of the building, but the municipal code restricts that type of use to the second floor and above. City officials say the main part of the building will be used by Wells Fargo. Meanwhile, Barnes & Noble plans to open a new outlet in the former Pottery Barn location.
It's an e-learning day for many Chicago area students because of the dangerous cold. It's keeping some school buildings shut down.
Districts announcing closures include Harvey 152, Homewood 153, and Calumet City 155 and 156, along with several Chicago daycares and Hobart schools in Indiana. Chicago public schools were already scheduled to be closed for a school improvement day. The Emergency Closing Center maintaining an updated list of all school closures and delays. Sarah Herrera, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
And stay tuned to WBBM for the latest information. You can also get the weather conditions and related closures on our homepage, WBBMNewsRadio.com.
President Trump's first day back in office included a flurry of executive actions on several issues. CBS's Jared Hill.
So help me God. And with that, President Donald J. Trump began his second term. In his speech, he vowed to rescue a nation that he described as in decline.
The golden age of America begins right now.
In the midst of the inaugural parade, moved inside a D.C. arena and inaugural balls, where he danced with First Lady Melania Trump. The president signed roughly 200 executive orders, rolling back dozens of Biden-era policies in the process.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.